It's movie time with Kevin Stein. Welcome back to Movie Time with Kevin Stein. We were not on the air last week because it was Thanksgiving. But now we're here.
Something's wrong with my audio again.
Your audio is messed up? Yeah. I can hear you. You sound okay.
Really?
Maybe it's because we moved the board a little bit. That's maybe fine. Pinched some wires.
Oh, maybe. Okay.
Try that.
Oh, I get it.
I heard it.
Oh. So, all right, well, just run with it. It's fine.
And to let you know, today's special little treat for you. If you want to see us in action, you totally can. Yeah, Kevin hooked up a little video for us. So
we'll be doing our first video podcast, maybe.
It might be the last one only. Also.
Yeah. It's funny that you said that because I was going to say the same thing.
Yeah, it's kind of funny though because I was like, Kevin, you got to pick the one day when I have a blemish on my face to put a podcast up here. I'll edit that out.
Whatever.
Just airbrush my face.
I'd like to edit my whole face out, but no, whatever.
No, okay. you got all your manly facial hair grown in now for movie day.
I'm not looking very maybe I am looking professorial. I don't know. I need a tweed jacket and a coffee cup, I think. I don't know.
Something like that. Briefcase, attaché case.
Yeah.
One of those. So in case you weren't paying super close attention, it's Guy Movie Day.
Yep.
Right before Thanksgiving, we did chick flicks. And as a side note, my sister said, Angie, you said The Notebook was an all-time chick flick. She said, that ending is too sad. You need an ultimate girl movie, too, that has a happy ending. So she voted for Never Been Kissed.
Okay.
So she said they're equal
on chick flickness. Did we talk about that one?
Because
I really like that movie.
It really is good.
Yeah. I love when they play the Beach Boys' Don't Worry Baby at the end and he runs down.
That is cute.
I don't know. That's nice.
But anyway, that's just a little follow up. But today it's all about the men.
Yep. All about the manhood. So
I don't know if we should say that word on the air.
I hope I have a unique perspective on the male movie and the male psyche.
Well,
I bet you have a unique perspective on the male movie.
Well, I think I do because I'm a bit of a tomboy, if I say so myself, in case you couldn't figure that out by now.
I bet you know more about guy movies than the average guy knows about
guys. I probably do because I really enjoy them.
Yeah.
Yeah, so let's see how much you know about guy movies. I did
a quiz for
you.
Oh, are we starting right with a quiz?
I think we should. We'll break into it because I didn't ask you chick flick movie questions because you're on vacation to Disneyland, but I decided that, yeah. Okay, so I have a few of them.
All right,
you can do this.
I'm feeling nervous.
You can do this. Okay.
Here we go.
All right.
Wait. I just noticed on your sound effects thing, you have a thing that says farts funny as a sound effect.
Should we play it real quick?
No, don't play it. Okay. It just distracted me. Now I'm ready to move on.
I want you to name me Rocky Balboa's six competitors in the Rocky movies.
We've got Apollo Creed. We've got Clubber Lang, is that his name?
Also known as Mr. T. Yes.
Mr. T. Oh, I can just name the
actors,
right?
That would be
right?
Okay. I would accept
We
that.
Have Dolph Lundgren.
Mm-hmm.
We have Tommy Morrison, number five.
Mm-hmm.
And then who's the guy in the new... I can't remember.
It has to do with dividing the North and the South.
Mason Dixon.
Good job. I'll clap for that.
For me.
Good job. Okay.
That was a hard one.
This one's a little bit harder, but I'm going to save the hardest one for you. And then I have a lightning round.
A lightning round.
Yes.
All right.
Okay. Kevin, I want to know, what are the 8 rules of Fight Club?
Oh, rule number 1 is do not talk about Fight Club.
Uh-huh.
Rule number 2 is do not talk about Fight Club.
Everyone gets the first two.
Dang it.
You want me to give you the first part? If someone says stop or goes limp,
then you stop.
The fight is over.
The fight is over. Yeah.
All
give
right.
Me
now
hint.
Dealing with the fight themselves.
The fight the fight goes on as long as it has to go on.
Good job.
Okay.
Okay.
I need some more help.
How many people?
2 people per fight.
How many fights at once?
One fight.
One
at
fight.
A time.
And what do they wear?
They wear no shoes and socks.
Mm-hmm.
And no shirt.
Good job.
Okay.
Okay. There's one more, and it's my
the last
favorite
one.
Rule of
it's
Fight Club.
If you've never been to Fight Club, you have to fight.
Good job. Bad, huh? See, you're doing better. You're doing good. You were all nervous.
Okay,
you're fine.
I was nervous. Is that the hardest one?
No.
You have another one?
This is the hardest one.
Okay, let's see.
Okay, this is the one that Tony said, F that. He didn't even want to try.
He didn't try. Okay.
No, okay.
But Tony's pretty smart, so I might not be able to get it either.
Okay, now Clint Eastwood is definitely a man's man.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
He's done a lot of movies for a long time,
sure
longer
has.
Than we've been alive, I think. So I have 5 movies of his that are pretty high-profile movies. I want you to put them in order of release date.
Oh.
Oldest to newest.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Here's your movies.
I'll try. Maybe I should write these down. I don't know. Okay.
Okay.
No, just tell me and we'll see.
Okay. Unforgiven.
Okay. 1990.
Million Dollar Baby.
2000.
High Plains Drifter. Bridges of Madison County. And Dirty Harry. Oldest to newest.
Okay.
Come on, Clint Eastwood.
Now that's the last question, so now I can look at them, right?
No, I wrote the years, so I would know if you were right.
Okay.
Okay, write it down. I'll say it one more time. Unforgiven.
Unforgiven, okay.
Million Dollar Baby.
Million Dollar Baby.
High Plains Drifter.
High Plains Drifter.
Bridges of Madison County.
Bridges.
And Dirty Harry.
Dirty Harry.
Put them in order. Oldest
to newest.
Okay,
give me like 10 seconds to do this. The newest one is this one. Then we have... Hang on.
5, 4, 3.
Okay.
Okay, good.
I'm
going to
give it a try.
Seconds.
I think first, High Plains Drifter. Second, Dirty Harry. Third, Bridges in Madison County. Fourth, Unforgiven. Fifth, Million Dollar Baby.
You got 1 of the 5 right.
1 of the 5?
You got Million Dollar Baby right. Okay, try and redo the other
one
ones.
That's the only one I got right?
You were close.
That was
basically,
so bad.
You got to switch the sets
of
2.
Did I switch Unforgiven?
Here's the order
Bridges.
That it goes in. Dirty Harry was 1971.
Okay.
High Plains Drifter.
See, I didn't even know when that was.
I know. I was trying to be hard.
That was the hard
I told
one.
You it was hard.
That was the one that elicited the F that from Tony. Probably.
Yes.
Because I'm sure he's probably seen the other one.
High Plains Drifter is 1973, so 2 years later.
Oh, those were too close.
Yes.
Okay.
And then we're going to skip to the 90s. Unforgiven was 1992.
Bridges came
Bridges
after.
Bridges in Madison County was 95.
So I switched Bridges and Unforgiven, and then the other two were really close.
Yes. Date. I did that on purpose. I was being sneaky.
That was brutal. Okay.
And then Million Dollar Baby 2004.
I did really poorly on those.
Okay. Here's a chance to redeem yourself.
Okay.
I need my pen back, though, so I can keep track for
you.
Oh,
there you go.
Okay. Right. I did this for Tony. He got 10 of the 57.
Oh, I forgot about this. 10 out of what?
57.
Okay. 57?
There is an actor that I think is definitely a man's man, as much so or even more so than Clint Eastwood.
Okay.
I eliminated all of his TV appearances and all of the show, all the movies where he did not receive credit.
Okay.
All
right.
So he's actually a prominent person in every single one of these 57 movies.
Okay. So these are known movies.
You have 30 seconds.
30 seconds.
Tell me as many
10.
Bruce Willis movies as you can. Go.
Okay, Unbreakable, Die Hard 1, Die Hard 2, Die Hard 3, 12 Monkeys, Hudson Hawk, Blind Date, Pulp Fiction. Jeez, I'm
You're doing good. You got 15 seconds. Keep going.
Gosh. Well, I'm drawing a blank. There's
I know
so many
it happens. Happened to me on animation. Keep going. You can do it. 10 seconds. 5.
I'm blowing this one badly. Let's see. I don't know. Oh, Last Boy Scout. That
okay, I'll
on.
Give you that one. That was on the buzzer.
It's so bad. It was the pressure.
Here's the thing.
It
you
was
got
so much
one,
pressure.
2, 3, 4. You said Die Hard 1, 2, 3, but you didn't say 4.
Oh, I don't know.
So
why.
I only gave you 3 of those.
3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9.
Tony beat you by 1.
I know, Tony.
Wait, come in here and do that.
Tony.
We're on video.
But did he?
Yay, Tony won.
How many of those did you do on camera, though, Tony?
All right,
it's
get out
true.
Of here.
Okay, here's
the
some other ones.
The camera has a lot of pressure.
All right, now you got Unbreakable, but you did not get The Sixth Sense, Kevin.
I can't believe it.
Also, if we're doing numbers, Fifth Element.
I know so many, and I just blew it.
My roommate Marianne loves Bandits.
I hate that.
Hearts War. That one, he was a little less profile because that was more of a Colin Farrell movie.
Yeah.
Look Who's Talking 1 and 2.
Oh, I forgot about those.
Yeah, he was even in Nancy Drew. I did not know that because I did not waste my time on that.
Some of these, I'm
you
I'm
got
not
Pulp
mad.
Fiction,
I'm mad
though.
I didn't get 16 Blocks.
And you didn't get Sin City.
I'm glad I didn't get. I'm bummed I didn't get Sin City, Story of Us. Yeah.
I know. But you got 9 of the 57, so that was good.
Okay.
All right. Let's go ahead and continue on. You didn't have a quiz for me, did you?
No.
Okay, good.
You shut me up, though, because I've been talking about quizzes and. At least I did all right on the first couple.
Nah,
the pressure,
you did good.
The pressure
you did fine. You did fine.
All right. Let's move on from that.
So,
that was painful.
One of the things that I really, really, really like about guy movies is the dialogue. They always have the tough guy talk.
Okay.
And they talk smack to people and trash talking.
Oh,
and they're
yeah,
like, whoa.
Absolutely.
Yeah. And so it's awesome. So I know that you put together a couple of clips for us of some of our favorite lines.
Well, that's number two. I wrote down, we like to talk about criteria.
Okay,
right,
let's talk about, okay, yeah,
and
you're
that
right.
One's
let's define
two,
guy
but
movies.
But the first one is very broad. It's, you. I know it when I see it. You know what I mean? I know that's lame, but a guy movie, if you're a guy and you know movies, you know a guy movie when you see
it. It's true. Or if you're a girl and you know guy
exactly,
movies.
Exactly.
Because I can identify them. I saw The Transporter 3, guy movie. Totally
see,
guy movie.
I
love the Transporter movies.
I like number one.
I think it's
one,
the Jason Statham
two,
factor.
I like him though. But
yeah.
But number two was the good line that's delivered to your enemy, right?
Mm-hmm.
As you're about to kill him, or it's
exactly.
just kind of like an in your face. And I collected some of my favorites.
Yes, indeed. So tell me what your all-time favorite clip is out of the
ones
you
picked. Oh, the best one is definitely Yippee-ki-yay,
mother. That one's my favorite one.
Oh,
now, let's give a little
question.
Background in case people have not seen Die Hard. Tell us the situation in Die Hard,
okay.
How that line comes about, the whole Rob Roy thing.
He's sort of the bad guy, the German guy in the movie, thinks that he's some kind of cowboy, you know, running around, shooting up his bad guys, evading capture, you know. And so he says he's like Roy Rogers. He wants to be Roy Rogers.
Wait, Roy Rogers. Did I say Rob Roy?
Yeah, did you
wrong
say?
Country.
No, he wants to be Roy
too,
Rogers. And so,
so
that's
he
his
says
kind of,
this.
Yeah.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
Well, just so you know, I did the edited Utah version of that line, which instead of mother effer, it's just now mother, which
let's
I thought
listen
was
to it one more
funny.
Time. I like it.
Yippee-ki-yay, mother.
Yeah, courtesy of Audacity video editing, or audio editing.
No, I absolutely do love that line very, very much. It's right up there. No, I would say it's better than even Samuel L. Jackson. I'm sick and tired of these mother effing snakes
yeah,
on this mother effing plane.
I have that on my phone but as a ringtone, but I can't ever play it anywhere.
It's true.
Somebody's calling in.
Oh.
Do we want to take it? I don't know.
Mm,
yeah, take it.
Let's try and
see
take
what
it.
Says.
Okay. Let's check this out. Hey, oh, let me turn you on. Whoa.
Hello.
Hey, is this Andy?
Hey. Yeah, but you got to turn down your radio.
Oh, sorry.
That's
hold
okay.
On.
Oh,
yeah.
Are you there now?
Turn
okay,
down
there
your radio,
we go.
Fool. Who is this? Just kidding.
Oh, this is Eric Stein. This
oh,
is Stein's little brother.
Why, hello, Eric Stein. Welcome.
Eric, I thought you were working today up at Brian Head. There's a plug for your business there.
Oh, no, there's not enough snow right now. They'll call me in tomorrow.
Oh, okay.
Okay, so are you listening to what we're talking about?
Andy,
guy movies?
I just wanted to say, I love your show now. I haven't been listening to it, but now I have been.
Thank you, I think.
I want to say, though, I have a few discrepancies in what my brother was saying earlier.
About what?
Well, first of all,
in his quiz?
About the whole radio talk thing with never been kissed. Doesn't my brother think there's a little ethical issue with, like, the teacher thinking he's dating one of his students?
Uh-oh. Maybe we shouldn't say this because I'm one of his students.
okay.
Actually, let me go on the record as saying that is wrong. But, you know, suspension of disbelief in the movies. And people, I've heard this argument before, and people say, well, he wasn't her teacher. She's a grown woman. But the point is, he didn't know that. And so that makes it wrong.
That's true. Good
but
job. Way to be ethical.
Eric, don't misunderstand that because I like that movie, I somehow identify with that philosophy that it's okay to.
Yeah.
I mean, come on.
Because I love Kill
okay.
Bill, but I'm not going
right,
to go chop
right.
people
moving
with a samurai sword.
All right.
All right. I just want to point that out. Moving right along. Also, come on, Kevin.
Moving along. Did you have all these points you wanted to make?
Apparently
were
so.
You thinking about this before you?
Vacuuming my living room. I was listening to the show. I was like, I got to call in. This is just too much. First of all, The Sixth Sense, Tears of the Sun. I mean, come on.
I should have got those.
Possible.
Eric, I'm telling you, in our living room, I would add 40 of those in 15 seconds.
Oh,
but,
man.
But there's something about the studio. We're
I
on
know,
camera
the
right
camera's
now.
We're on the air and on
we're
video.
Podcasting.
Okay, moving right along again. Third of all, that German guy, he's not a German guy. His name's Hans Gruber, okay? So everyone just get that right, okay?
All right, well, good for you. You know his name.
All right. I'm sorry.
Are you challenging my movie skills? Maybe I should challenge your movie skills.
What do you mean?
Well, I'll give you a quiz.
All right. Uh-oh.
Ooh, should we play one of the lines and he has to identify the
star,
movie?
How about Mariah Carey. No, I'm just kidding. I'll give you one Glitter. A little easier. Who's a man's man? Let me think. Okay.
Keep it to guy movies then.
Okay, definitely guy. It has to be a guy movie. Okay, speed round, 15 seconds since Angie did this to me. Name as many movies as you can with Arnold Schwarzenegger.
Go.
Oh, the Governator. Let's see. Twins. Terminator 1, 2, and 3.
5 seconds.
Collateral Damage. End of Days. Batman and Robin.
The end. You got 7. That was it. That was your time.
We're out of time, but I'm curious to know how many you could get.
You got 7.
Last Action Hero. Did I say that?
Yeah.
No.
Jingle All the Way.
Oh, Jingle All the Way.
I can't. Oh, wait. Hold on. True Lies.
Okay.
Predator, my favorite.
You got enough.
But you didn't even say Total Recall.
But you didn't do that well in terms of the time, though.
That would have been my next one. Give me a break.
All right.
Okay.
Well, you didn't do. I mean, you did about the same as I did.
Yeah, that's true.
So we're representing the family equally.
All right.
Let me tell you a little history thing on our family.
Okay.
When I was about 12 years old, my parents didn't want me watching any movies. She wanted to kind of shelter me from the world, make me be the next prophet. I don't know. But anyways, my brother, despite my parents' wishes, when my parents would leave out of town, my brother would pretty much show me every rated R movie there was to watch.
Why'd you have to tell him that?
You're going to get grounded.
I scolded people in an earlier show for bringing kids to movies.
I'm talking... Angie, I'm talking movies like John Woo's Hard Boiled and, you know.
All right, we better get him off before we
Eric, thank you for calling in.
No problem.
All right, see you, Eric.
See ya. Oh,
that
good
was fun.
Times.
Okay.
Your family cracks me up, Kevin.
All right, we got to get to some more stuff.
Okay.
All right,
so,
let's see what we got here. Oh, we have the one-liners. We got Yippee-ki-yay, mother, mother.
Okay.
And then how about let's do a little Dirty Harry maybe.
Okay, let's go to Dirty Harry. This one, actually, as a side note, I watched that show, The Starter Wife, which you shouldn't watch because you don't like Deborah Messing. That's just the only reason. But it's really clever.
Why do you think I don't like her?
Because you said that.
No, I did not.
Yes, you did.
Bull.
It's not
Rewind
on video, so I can't record it. But anyway, one of the things that I like is that they reenact scenes from famous movies of her, but they put in plot points of the show itself. But anyway, they did this scene, and I was just laughing because it was seriously spot on, and she was the guy on the ground in this part.
Okay.
I know what you're thinking. Did he fire 6 shots or only 5? Well, to tell you the truth, in all this excitement, I've kind of lost track myself. But Ian, this is a .44 Magnum, the most powerful handgun in the world, and would blow your head clean off. You've got to ask yourself one question. Do I feel lucky? Well, do you, punk?
And one thing that I have to point out that I really like is that you don't have to use bad language to be creepy.
No.
He calls
no.
him punk.
I know. That's so like A&E editing The Sopranos for our consumption, you know. But it works, you know.
Yeah. Well, here's one that you edited down a little bit. And plus, it's from the Bible. So
it's
I guess you don't
Bible,
have to edit
so
it too much.
Okay.
But I mentioned Samuel L. Jackson earlier.
Yeah,
I think he is classic with guy movies and the lines that he says. So this is one from Pulp Fiction that I like. Which, okay, here, I'll defend you on this one. I'll out my brothers on this. I was 13 when this movie came out, and my brothers are older than me.
Oh.
They totally took me to this movie, and I loved it. But then years later, when I watched it again, I was like, I was 13. What is wrong with you people? Why did you take me to that? Because it was really bad.
Yeah,
but it's so good. It's so good. Samuel L. Jackson, I love him.
And you will know my name is the Lord when I lay my vengeance upon thee.
Kind of makes you want a royale with cheese,
I like the
huh?
scene right before that, too, where he's like, say what? One more mother. But we can't show it.
So,
we can't play everything.
So there's people who say things like that to their enemies right before they're about to do
something
to them.
We probably won't
do
more of these clips, but there are some great ones. Like in Predator, he throws a knife and pins a guy to a wall, and he says, stick around. And then James Bond always has these one-liners where he harpoons a guy and then says, I think you got the point. Yeah.
And then
those
in Tombstone,
good.
When Kurt Russell, he's like, so are you going to do something or
are
you just going to stand there and bleed?
Yeah, these
and
are
I'm like, poor
these
little
are
Billy
lines
Bob Thornton, run
dream,
away.
We dream about, like, when you're cool and you're in the deepest mode of sleep, REM, and you're having an exchange with somebody, you say that. But in reality,
we're not that clever
say,
in reality.
Yes. I'm going to bleed.
I'm sorry, I don't feel lucky, sir.
Something like that. Other things about guy movies, the gratuitous sex, violence, nudity, and profanity. And mm-hmm. I actually tried to put together a clip of the movie Casino. It had, I think I counted like 35 F-words in about a 20-second. And I'm new to the editing world. I tried to edit them down, but I failed. I couldn't
do
it.
Well, when it's that much, it's kind of hard.
It's too hard.
Just like if you were going to show some of these movies on regular TV, it'd be like 2 minutes long.
Oh, yeah, yeah. It'd be terrible. But, you know, you can't have a guy movie. In terms of gratuitous violence, though, there's one scene that kind of stands out. I saw the latest Rambo movie.
Gratuitous is the key word for that movie.
Here's the gratuitous violence. He takes an arrow. He shoots a guy through his skull. Okay.
Yeah.
Picks the guy up off the ground, flips him around, and then the guy, that's as if that's not bad enough, the guy lands on a mine and explodes.
I actually saw that on a date for Valentine's Day.
Only a guy would do that. It'd be like, what's the worst, most humiliating way somebody
just
can die?
Just keep going, keep going. Yeah. I think the only way that could have been worse is if all of his body parts on the ground, if a dog came by and whizzed on him or something.
Yeah.
Can I say whizzed on the air?
I think you can. So. It's kind of lame, but I got teased for saying the word rad the other day in class. So I think whiz is kind of an old word, too.
Oh, dang it, I'm old.
Anyway, well, what about the... let's see.
Sound effects.
Oh, yeah.
I love sound effects.
Let's do movie guy. I put together some sound effects of movies, guy movie sound effects. These appeal to any man.
Okay.
Maybe women.
First, we have a gunshot.
Okay.
Then we have a machine gun. Ooh. Wait, nope, that was body flat.
Yeah.
So machine gun, then body splat. This makes me think of Scorsese on The Departed.
Okay. Oh, yeah.
That's so gross
and juicy.
I can
visualize the head coming apart.
I can visualize this one. This is called falling on a spear.
I think this is from 300. Do it again.
Okay.
Oh, I think that was from 300. You like the movie 300?
Yeah, I watched it last
week.
Yeah,
I think that comes from that.
Okay, this one, though. Also, explosions.
Oh, yeah, good
one. Here's a really good missile. And a neck breaking.
Oh, I forgot I had that one. Ooh, that's bad.
Now, I'll tell you what, though. I agree with you that most females don't quite understand the genre of guy movies, nor do they appreciate it, not understand it. Like to think that I'm an exception. I give credit to my older brothers for taking me to Pulp Fiction when I was 13 and such. But I'll tell you one thing that I do have to concede is that girls cannot make gun sounds and explosion sounds with their mouths.
Because
like that missile sound...
Oh, yeah.
I can't
you
do
don't
that. I'm
have
like,
the, you gotta have a little bit of a deep voice.
That's my explosion. And then, no, see, already. Do it.
Boom.
And then my guns always sound like laser guns. Oh, like I could do
Star Wars
because it goes pew, pew.
Oh, yeah.
Pew, pew. Because I really can't make a gun sound with my mouth.
Yeah.
I know.
But
it's
I'm
a
telling
bit of
you, you can't be a guy movie fan and just like Terminator and just like, you know, Die Hard. You have to like Van Damme, Steven Seagal, Chuck Norris, Schwarzenegger, you know?
It's true.
And not
all
just like
above.
Predator and True Lies. You have to like Commando and...
You got to get into the deeper stuff.
Raw Deal. That stuff.
Oh, I don't know that one.
Yeah,
I should put on
gotta,
my Netflix
You
got
to get to those. Okay.
But I think that it's safe to say... The guy movies are better than chick flicks. I can't help it.
I would absolutely say that, you know?
It's just much more exciting.
Are we running out of time?
I think we are.
Can we list off some classics?
Classic
okay?
guy movies.
If you haven't seen these movies, this should be part of your collection, okay?
Die Hard.
And I made sure no chicks allowed on these movies. You know, I excluded movies like Braveheart and Gladiator because there's a love story in there. In Gladiator, the women swoon over Russell Crowe. These movies I'm about to list, women have no business liking them unless they are really cool.
Okay, good. I'm glad
so
you said that little disclaimer.
That. Okay. Die Hard,
Die
number
Hard.
One. Entertainment
yep,
Weekly
that was my number one
is
too.
The best action movie of all time. Predator. Awesome
I like
movie.
That one.
Bloodsport.
Ooh, when he breaks the glass and the honey on the ropes.
Uh-huh.
See, I know these movies.
And the part
I love
where
that.
He kicks the guy in the leg and his bone comes out.
Ooh, it's so gross. I love
okay.
it.
Okay, Hard to Kill. There's a scene where Steven Seagal snaps this guy's arm all the way back.
Ew.
I watched it with my dad when I was a kid. He rewound it like 25 times. Snap, snap, snap. And we were all giggling. This is the childhood that I have.
Oh, man.
First Blood, Rambo, the first one.
Although I kind of like First Blood Part 2 also, though.
I
wouldn't
know,
put it up there. First Blood was better.
That one's not comical and cartoonish, really. That
true. But I like it when he hides in the mud.
Yeah,
it's amazing.
So Dirty Dozen.
I know, you got to get the war movies represented.
Dirty Dozen
okay.
has a bunch of criminals that have to go on a mission, and if they survive it, they're free.
Mm-hmm.
But it's a suicide mission.
It's kind of like what
really
Prison
good.
Break is doing right now.
Terminator?
Yes.
Absolutely good. Fight Club, we watched the scene.
Fight Club has a special place in my heart.
Then The Matrix, which we don't want to talk about in great detail because I think there might
be a
Geek Week
sci-fi
on the,
day.
On the horizon. Mm-hmm. And then the last one is Aliens.
But you say that women have no business being there. What about Ripley? Is she an exception
like
I am?
Man in that movie, so it's okay.
Oh, so I'm like a man in the studio?
I didn't say that. What are you talking about? I'm just saying that the woman has to actually have some extra special personality attributes, qualities to like a movie like that. That the director and the producers don't throw in these little girl things like a love story.
It's
to
just
try
tough,
to
hardcore.
It's fine for women
get
to
away
like
from
it,
her, you
but
biatch.
They have to like it on the merits of the man stuff.
Okay.
Man,
I can
stuff.
Accept that. I'm okay with that. And I think that was some excellent final wrap up there.
Sorry,
thank
I
kind
of dominated the conversation. I love
it's okay,
guy
you're
movies.
A guy. I love him too.
Okay.
The All right, the we will end. Be back again next Friday. In case you're wondering, we're going to do holiday movies next week before we peace out for holiday
break. You
know
break. My favorite holiday movies? I'll list them. Die Hard.
it's all Christmas. I like Gremlins.
See, these all happen at Christmas time.
It's amazing. Okay. Well, thanks again so much for being here, Kevin.
You're welcome.
Always a
My pleasure.
This has been a production of Movie Time with Kevin Stein here on Angie's Regular Airshift.